Well, the Ministry of Health has announced its intention to ban 49 drugs to enable more manufacturers to locally produce them for the health facilities. Now, how are the manufacturers taking the decision, and do they have the expertise and capacity to produce such drugs in an efficacious state? Radio Ghana finds out Radio Ghana finds out from Dr. Michael Ajiman of Kama Group of Companies, who lauded President Akufo-Addo's led government for giving local manufacturers the opportunity. He told George Ankra that Ghanaian drug manufacturers have the expertise and the capacity, as well as competent regulators, to provide the sick with good quality drugs.
It should be in the interest of the whole Ghana. The population should rather support that idea. And in the 49, to my mind, it's even too small. It should be increased so that we can produce more for Ghana. What it means is that we are competing with foreign products, and the foreign products are just bombarding us, whether good or bad. Of course, the FDA is there, search for it, analyze it, and make sure that it's standardized. But when we are producing it locally, the FDA can always be there at any time, 24/7. So they are on our neck, and the standard is assured. When it's coming from outside, Ghana should be very, very careful. By the time we realize that it's fake, some people might have already swallowed it. Again, all drugs coming from outside, which is in the liquid form, which contains water, which is about 95% water. Why should Ghana spend so much money in importing water when we can just add on the active ingredients and make our cough syrup, our antacid, our blood tonic? There are plenty. So I wish the government can even ban more than 49, because we have the capacity. As of today, we have about 32 factories manufacturing medicines in this country. About 20 are very active, and about 12 are more than enough active. The capacity is there.